And Luke Bratton, Sydney FC captain and midfielder, is joining us. How are you, Luke?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And 3-1 defeat to the Newcastle Jets. Where do you feel the side fell short on the weekend?
Look, it's a tough one. Obviously, we had a big week. We had the Mariners at home on Saturday, which was a huge effort and took a lot out of the boys. And then we pretty much hopped straight in the plane and went to Perth for a Wednesday night game and played with a man less for, you know, an hour in that game, and then travelled back, which isn't easy going to Perth away. And then, yeah, had Newcastle on Sunday and then got another man sent off as well. So, look, I think the Newcastle game wasn't good enough. We didn't start as well as we have been and as well as we should, and there's no excuses. You know, even the travel midweek, it's no excuse. We should have been better, and you know, we got punished, as you do. And then it took until, you know, the red card for us to sort of wake up. And I think from then on, I think we dominated that game. And obviously, when you're pushing for, you know, an equaliser or, you know, a goal against a team with one more player, it's going to be tough. And yeah, they ended up scoring another one. But I'm super proud of the boys for, you know, the week that they put in the shift, you know, getting two men sent off in two games back to back. You know, first half is a tough ask, but yeah, I'm proud of the boys, and we're just going to try and forget that one and move on, I guess.
Yeah, Luke, I was going to ask that. How much time do you spend on, certainly in preparation for the derby, on looking at your performance from on that loss from last week, or is it just a quick shift and focus on the derby?
No, we usually review it. You know, we're going into it this morning, and we'll do a video and have a look where we went wrong. And you know, we always try and review the games that, you know, from the weekend, and look where we can improve and look at, you know, the good things as well. And you know, after we watch it today, it'll be over and it'll be all preparations for the derby.
Just on that then, Luke, are you expecting to have a light week at training given the workload you've had? And obviously there you mentioned you've had two players sent off in three games. Is discipline something you have to really work hard on and get right?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the week's going to be a little bit lighter than usual. We train very hard to play the way if we want us to play. You know, we have to train very hard. So I think this week might be a little bit of a down week just to recover and, you know, get some legs back. But yeah, the discipline thing's a hard one because I think we've had five red cards this season, all first half. And I don't want to, you know, to talk about the referees, but I think that all five of them have been wrong decisions. And, you know, later on, you know, when you see the referees again, they say, oh, yeah, you know, it probably wasn't a red card. So, yeah, it's tough to take if they were terrible tackles or, you know, they were clear red cards, and you know, I think we've got to look at ourselves. But at the same time, we do put ourselves in those situations, and yeah, we know what they're like. And with this VAR at the moment, you know, anything can happen. So I think we've got to be smarter and not put ourselves in those situations as well. But yeah, I think the boys, you know, if you remember all of them, but I think they've all been pretty harsh, in my opinion. So, yeah, it is what it is. It's football, and I've said all along, you hope they even themselves out over the season, but we've had five and there's only three games left, so I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see.
Yes, and I see Robert Mack, he will miss the derby too. He gets a one-match suspension for that red card, and I think you missed the last one, didn't you, which was a great performance, by the way, 4-1 when you beat the Wanderers last time you played them.
Yeah, I was. I've had my fifth yellow card, so I missed a match, and I watched it upstairs in the box, and it was incredible. You know, the performance the boys put on was great. To go there and to win like that was fantastic. And you know, we'll look at video from that game and see if we can you know, try and mirror that. But they'll look at that game as well and try and say, okay, let's change this from this. So you know, derbies are, like you said before, the atmosphere is pretty special. You know, I think there's a bit going on with their fans, which, you know, you don't like to see because, you know, their fans, they're great as well. They make a fantastic atmosphere when they turn up. And I remember, like, obviously the last couple of derbies have been fantastic atmosphere with both sets of fans. They're so passionate, and you know, it's a better spectacle for the sport. And you know, when you see both sets of fans there, as players, you get up for it more. So hopefully, you know, it's a great night, and hopefully we come away with the 3 points.
Yes, they've had a mixed campaign, the Wanderers. How do you feel they're travelling at the moment, and where are their primary threats?
I think they're a fantastic team. Obviously, yeah, their performances have been up and down, but I think when they're on, they're one of the best teams in the league. So we've got to be wary of that. I think that, you know, they're rapid up front. And, you know, the big Marcelo from set pieces is very dangerous as well. So we got to do our homework, and I think it's more about concentrating on ourselves and doing the, you know, the job that Ulfie wants us to do. Because I think when Ulfie puts a game plan in place, and if we execute it right, then I think we can beat anyone on a day.
Well, Luke, it's going to be a great occasion. Looking forward to it, and go well against the Wanderers on Saturday evening.
Cheers, guys.